Helen Rainbow, Patsy Atkins. We got City Manager Crowell. We have Police Chief Lewis, and we need to stand for the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, Chief Taff, you are up.
I need to read the...
I'm sorry.
By title.
Read by title.
I read it by title, Terry, or the whole thing?
Ooh.
Title.
Huh? Okay, because I know some of them we have to read into the record or whatever. Resolution number 2009-R-35, a resolution of the City of Northport, Florida, as the governing body of the Fire Rescue District, establishing not to exceed non-ad valorem assessment rates for the Northport Fire Rescue District for the 2009-2010 fiscal year, providing for severability and providing an effective date.
Well, you're up now.
Okay. For the record, Bill Taff, Fire Rescue Chief. Commission, before you tonight, you have two options. Option one, adopt the resolution 2009-R-35. Option two, sit through my PowerPoint.
Oh!
Okay, it's been a long day. We'll dispense.
Got to be an option three, Chief.
Oh, I got an option.
Oh!
That budget will...
As you know, and I can be very brief about this, and you have the backup material in the documents.
No, we don't. Go on.
we went through an assessment rate methodology this year, which reapportioned us down from about 18 categories to 5 categories. Those categories being residential, vacant property, commercial, industrial, and governmental properties. And what that does is a better quantifier and a better method of apportionment of the benefits. Through this, we have kept the same level of revenue coming in. In other words, we will bill approximately $7.3 million. We will receive approximately $6.3 million of that amount. Now, the reason for that is some of that is contractually obligated through annexation where there were exemptions granted. Others are governmental, where we know we are working through interlocal agreements or clearing up other issues with that. However, that $6.3 million that's going to be brought in revenue is exactly the same amount that was in last year's budget. It will be placed in the 9-10 budget if you adopt the not-to-exceed rate resolution. Now, the assessment methodology will change the apportionment and the rates to an EBU, or equivalent benefit unit, basis. And so some rates may change a little bit on properties. For the most part, residential properties will go down. For the most part, vacant parcels will go down. Combination vacant and residential, residential with large acreage will go up slightly, okay? So there are some variances. Commercial goes up a little bit. However, this is the apportionment based on the very specific needs assessment, what levels of service we provide to each piece of property, and how often we provide those. That you have the backup material. The most important thing there is that in the backup, we have shown our comparison to at least one governmental agency. My slide presentation had several others. But we still remain under the rates for most categories for other properties done by other governmental agencies. And the second part is the actual rates. Residential will be 5.01 EBUs, or per 100 square feet of property. It'll be $5.01. To give you an example of that, Sarasota County is at $6.60-something cents per 100 square feet on that EBU. So that's an example. Again, Appendix A has those rates. It's attached to the resolution. We ask for your consideration.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the... And I think this one might work, but it's another balloon, and those balloons always scare me because of what I don't see rather than what I see. The one thing you need to help me understand is on a empty vacant lot versus a 3-acre lot.
Mm-hmm.
Vacant. The 3-acre vacant lot is going up.
Mm-hmm.
The little acre is going down about 60%.
Correct.
Now, if the makeup is the same, saying they got a little, some wetlands, and they got some trees, and they got some bushes, they're all going to catch on fire.
The effort to control the fire on a 3-acre fire will require more than the effort to control a fire on a single-acre fire. So it's a combination of acreage or the EBU that presents that hazard. And it's the effort, the amount of equipment, the amount of people, and the time all combined to create what's called the effort factor. And that's weighed into this to create the EBU, and that's how that works.
Okay, so if, and I'm not going to do the math on it, but if you had, if that little platted lot, if you have, I don't know how many you'd need. How many would you need to make up 3 acres? You know, if you had a bunch of those that were owned by the same person, wouldn't they have the same argument? Except now they're going to be paying. Would they be paying less or more?
If you take the quarter acre lot, it's exactly four quarter acre lots is exactly equal to 1 acre.
Okay.
Okay.
I've answered it. Thank you.
All right.
Garofalo.
Chief. The. That little budget worksheet that you went through for the 10% cuts and where you kind of reapportioned the fire and the rescue and saving $1,079,000, if we as a commission adopted that or would like to implement that, where does that fit into our discussion here?
Well, that's a very important consideration in this discussion. We're proposing for this year to remain constant with this resolution and to go forward with this. It does affect the reserve accounts of the Fire Rescue District, as it would impact those reserves a little bit if you go forward with that decision. We have also put together a 3-year projection in that backup material for that discussion with you that shows that there would be a small rate increase, or we would recommend, of course, up to commission to adopt, but we would recommend a small rate increase for the district next year. That would be the first rate increase in 6 years, or 5 years, for the district. Which is pretty good. I mean, to keep your rates and perform the levels of service with an increasing cost of the economy, and certainly fuel and all of the medical and fire supplies and everything else that we deal with, to keep those rates constant for over 5 years is pretty good. So I think next year is what we had projected was about 8% on a piece of property, which is like $3 on the residential rate. So the same house next year would be $3 more.
If we did this today and moved it up a year from what you're planning on, then this year the rate, you would think the rates would go up, or you say it would be affecting the fund balance in the fire district side?
We'd be taking it out of fund balance
this year. This year. If that's the question.
So it wouldn't have an impact on rates, and it might have an impact, not just that, but everything else going on for next year. But that's a whole nother discussion that we have yet to have.
Whole nother discussion. And also before I lose my train of thought, the $1,079,000 would be back in the general fund.
Yes, it'll be a reduction to the general fund.
Reduction to the general fund, and yours would be a reapportionment and fire rescue general fund.
Fund balance.
Fire rescue fund balance.
I know that's what you meant.
Yeah. Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Any other questions?
I'd like to make a comment or two. Chief, you've done a good job on this, and I agree with it because I don't want to nitpick it, and there's a lot of methodology in here, but there's a couple things I wanted to point out. One is the based on service. I think that the methodology based on service is flawed in the fact that it doesn't count that a lot of it is readiness for service. And I think that the way you've apportioned it, I understand what you've done. I just want to point that out. And as we go forward in methodologies in the future, I'm going to try and get a little more input on this. And I'll be on the dais when you do that. And we're going to be talking about that. It also looks to me as though the calculation for the 3-acre parcel includes an extra quarter acre, which you get the acreage in there, and then you add the house to it, and it kind of totes up to a different total, as though it was a house on a quarter acre lot. And so I think that's a flaw in that. But as I said, I'm not going to contest the methodology on this, but I think that that is a flaw in it, and we need to address that because it does cost people money. Those are just a couple of the comments that I wanted to make about it and make sure that we take a look at those in the future. But thank you for your efforts on this.
Thank you. Well, I'd love to take credit for it. It's not my methodology. An outside consultant comes in and puts these together based on national acceptable standards for producing methodologies. We work with them to help them get to the result that we're looking for, but certainly I don't have the expertise to conduct this kind of methodology assessment. We try, but you know, we do our best in the simple form. You are correct on the residential with acreage, and it's written a different way. I'm not sure I like the way it's written, and I'd like to readdress it in the future. But it is, by the way it's written, it is a little bit over, because what they do is they take the home and then subtract it from the total square footage of the acreage. So if that home, say, is 5,000 square feet with a barn or whatever in on a piece of acreage, that's being brought off of the typical acre size, and then the rest of it, by square foot, is apportioned back to the methodology for open vacant land. And so it is a little excessive. I would rather have seen it as the first acre goes with the house, and then the additional acreage would be different. Unfortunately, it was a flaw in the methodology. I've not caught or seen. We had a discussion about this week. And it isn't a flaw. It's actually the correct way of doing it, but we could have maybe taken a different approach. I don't know that we would have or should have, but we could have at least discussed it.
Yeah, that's just my opinion, Chief.
It's a good one. It's a good one. Thank you.
Madam Chair. Chief, just so that we do have some citizens out here, in regards to a residential house, and I know you have an example, compared last year's rate to this year's rate, and give us like a square footage on a quarter acre.
Square footage on a quarter acre, the 1,500 square foot house would go from $78 last year down to $75.15 this year. A 2,500 square foot home would go from $128 to $125.25. And a 3,500 square foot home would go from $178 down to $175.35. Comparing that with the county, the same size home, let's say for 3,500 square feet in Sarasota County, would be $235.
Okay. Thank you.
Anything else, Commissioner?
Nope.
Please make a motion.
No public comment?
No.
Move to approve the not to exceed rate as presented by the commission, the fire district.
Resolution number 2009-R-35 to be approved.
Yeah. There we go.
I'm pretty sure that's what you said.
Motion to approve resolution 2009-R-35 for 2009-2010.
Moved by Commissioner Trubert, second by Commissioner Blucher. For discussion, Garofalo.
Well, motion maker first.
No, I'm good.
I think that we should seriously look at that $1 million. I think we should do it now. I think we should, we're going to be having a discussion in a little bit, and I think it's going to help our general fund, that part of it. And if it's no change this year, just coming out of their fund balance, and next year minimal change, we're going to deal with it next year, maybe a couple bucks in the fire assessments, I think we should look at it seriously. And I don't know why we're going to let this one slip by. It's $1 million.
The $1 million comes from where again?
Comes out of, well, they're reapportioning the rescue and the fire, and they're making it where it makes sense instead of 50-50. And by doing that, you're putting more onto the the fire side. It's more complicated than I can explain to you. But what happens is you're taking some out of their fire rescue, their fire fund balance that they have, and you're funding where you need to, exactly what we just asked.
If I could, actually, that's not my recommendation.
I know.
Okay. The recommendation is to deal with this, And the other is a budget issue to come back into later.
Absolutely. And the exercise, standing in that same spot that you were right there as a candidate last year and as a commissioner, that we asked the city manager to do a 10% in addition to, and I'm going down yours, and I see it says this change does not impact service levels, and I see $1 million savings, I'm all over that. And that's why I cannot let that slide by without me saying this is a place where I think that we could save it, although you're not recommending it. I appreciate that.
Saying now's not the time to do that. We do that at budget time. We don't have to do it now. If that's something you want to do, you can certainly do that at
okay.
budget time.
Let's get back to square one. This is the ad valorem. This is the not to exceed.
Right.
So, therefore, does that change or that issue of the $1 million have anything to do with the not to exceed rate being higher at all?
No.
Yes.
No, Chair.
Because we're doing a not to exceed rate, no. The answer
okay.
is no.
Okay.
Well,
it can lower.
I believe the chief even said when he was talking about that with that he would recommend that rate go up.
Right, he would recommend that.
Next year.
This year. Out of his fund balance.
If you push it into this year, would that have?
That's why I asked that question. I said,
okay.
If you're pushing it this year, he said no.
And I didn't understand your question.
We need to, yeah.
Yeah, because I think that would go up, and that's what I'm saying, David. And I don't mind talking about it now, but we'd have to be. I mean, I'd need.
David, you don't have to make that change to do it.
I know, but
what you're doing.
Okay, and my only problem is that if we ask for 10% out of here savings, okay, and now you're saying that we're going to have to put it on the taxpayers anyway, that's not really 10% savings to the taxpayer. That is shifting money around and charging a fee to them somewhere else. So this really, the sheet, and I think we need to go in that direction anyway eventually, is kind of misleading. And it's not your fault. It's just it's misleading to me.
No, I see what you're saying.
Maybe I can explain it and put it in terms. We're not recommending a rate increase for the FY 9-10 fiscal year under this not to exceed rate.
Absolutely understand that.
Now, the $1 million savings you're talking about, we're going to offset that with some additional, if you go there, we would offset that with some additional changes to fire rescue budget and some fund balance. That will take care of everything for the 9-10 year.
Thank you.
Without a rate change.
Thank you.
In 10-11, which is the following year, in the 3-year plan, I had asked or recommended that we do a small increase. It would be over 5 years from the last time rates were increased. Now, I think I understand what you're talking about is bring the rate increase in this year?
No. That's what I thought they said to me, and that's why I'm saying, why would I go for that? You're going to, in this pocket over here, you're going to be paying fire rescue, but you're saving it over in the millage. Why would I do it this year then?
You really do recognize the savings if you go with both plans, I think.
Absolutely. So now's this
not
is
the time to do it, right?
This is something we can bring up in September when we vote on it.
Later tonight?
Next year's budget.
Just a few minutes.
No. Yeah.
When we go over the workshop, you're saying we come back after this meeting? Okay.
I think that's the place.
Yeah. Okay.
Because, yeah, David, you're talking about putting that into this year.
Absolutely.
Well, 9-10.
09-010. What we've been doing for the last, it feels like 6 years this week.
So we would do that after this and get into it in the.
Right.
Okay.
So my motion is to accept his.
Yeah,
rate.
Moved by Commissioner Trubert, second by Commissioner Blucher. Please vote. Unanimous. Moving
Thank
on.
You, Chief.
Thank you.
You missed a great PowerPoint.
Oh, yeah.
We'll
adjourned.
Chief, send me that PowerPoint.
That was option three then, huh?
Okay, Northport Road and Drainage District Governing Body Meeting is now adjourned.